With falling public support for the war, President Bush says he understands that Americans are skeptical about how things are going there amid what he calls horrific images of reprisal killings, car bombings, and kidnapping.
Amid continued reports about the tense situation in parts of that country, it may seem difficult at times to understand how we can say that progress is being made. But the reaction to the recent violence by Iraq's leaders is a clear sign of Iraq's commitment to democracy.
In his weekly radio address, the president said he's encouraged that Iraqi politicians are making good progress toward forming a government of national unity. He says the recent violence has given those leaders a new sense of urgency to put aside their political, religious, and sectarian differences. Only then, Mr. Bush says, can they confront terrorist threats and earn the confidence of the Iraqi people. Coinciding with the third anniversary Sunday of the U.S.-led invasion, the president is giving a series of speeches meant to convince Americans that he has a strategy for victory in Iraq. U.S. public opinion polls show nearly 4 of 5 Americans and 70% of the president's own Republican Party believe Iraq will collapse into civil war. President Bush says he understands that many Americans are now wondering if the entire mission in Iraq was worth it. He says toppling Saddam Hussein is an achievement Americans can be proud of because the world is better off without him in power. 3 years into that war, opposition Democrats say U.S. forces are fighting a growing insurgency. In the Democratic radio address, California Senator Dianne Feinstein says there's been little progress in improving Iraqi politics, security, or reconstruction.
It didn't have to be this way, but the administration's dangerous incompetence has made the job harder. And now that Iraq is on the brink of a civil war, it is more important than ever to do it right. The political leaders who cherry-picked pre-war intelligence, who failed to plan to win the peace, who sent our troops into battle without body armor, must now show the American people they have learned from their mistakes.
If success in Iraq were solely up to the U.S. military, Senator Feinstein says there'd be no doubt about the outcome. But she says success depends as well on the leadership of President Bush and the willingness of Iraqi politicians to compromise. President Bush says the last 3 years have tested America's resolve with hard days and setbacks, but U.S. troops have changed their approach to reflect the hard realities on the ground.
More fighting and sacrifice will be required to achieve this victory. And for some, the temptation to retreat and abandon our commitments is strong. Yet there is no peace, there's no honor, and there's no security in retreat.
Mr. Bush says U.S. troops will finish the mission, and by defeating terrorists in Iraq, they'll make America safer. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.